Matthew 27, stand with me please, together, Matthew 27, I'm going to read, let's just begin reading for sake of time, verse 19, Matthew 27, verse 19. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. That's Pilate's wife talking to Pilate about Jesus. She says, "But verse 20, But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus." Yeah, obviously they didn't know who he was. You can't destroy God.
Amen. Amen.
Sorry, but you can't do that. It's not possible. But boy, you know, he can snuff you out. Yep. All he's got to do is say, take your breath out of your lungs.
Amen.
You're done. You're done. The governor answered in verse 21 and said unto them, Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? Pilate's saying, Who do you want? I said, I have to release a prisoner. And he says, Who do you want, Jesus or Barabbas? And of course, they cried out, they said Barabbas. Verse 22, Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? And they all say unto him, Let him be crucified. Destroy him, get rid of him. And the governor said, Why? It's a good question to ask yourself. Why am I not faithful to Jesus?
Uh-huh.
Ask yourself that. Why? What evil hath he done? Have you ever just stopped and asked yourself that? When you make a decision, you. By the way, let me stop here. Every time you make a decision, you're choosing Jesus or Barabbas. See, Barabbas was a thief. Barabbas was a murderer. Barabbas was a rebellious, insolent murderer. And he was now a prisoner because he was guilty.
Yep.
Jesus was falsely arrested, falsely tried, falsely convicted. He's completely innocent. He's Jesus. He's God.
Amen.
Barabbas is filthy guilty with sin, blood still dripping from his fingers. The blood of human life. Jesus over here is all he has is life to give. Every decision we make in our lives, dearly beloved, listen to me. We're choosing one or the other.
Right.
We're choosing Jesus or we're choosing the world.
Yes.
We're choosing Jesus, we're choosing sin. We're choosing purity, we're choosing iniquity. Every decision we make. I'm sorry, you can't escape it. You choose to come to church, you choose Jesus. You choose to stay home, you choose Barabbas.
Yep, that's right.
You choose to read your Bible, you choose Jesus. You choose to read a filthy magazine, you choose Barabbas.
Yep.
You choose to pray and talk to God, you choose Jesus. You choose to go about your own way and make your own life in your own way, you choose Barabbas.
Yep. That's right, come on.
It's been going on since the beginning of time here. What,
right.
They said, We want you to crucify Jesus. Crucify our help and our hope and our strength and our shield and our sword and our high tower and our rising. Crucify him. Give us murder, sin, iniquity, abortion, rape, pillage. That's what we want.
There you go. That's what they're saying, brother. That's what they're saying. That's right.
And even the Roman, listen, the Roman governor, the heathen governor Pilate said, What's wrong with you Christians? The governor said, Why? What evil hath he done? They got louder. They said, Let him be crucified.
Uh-huh.
Verse 24. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, boy, somebody gets their mind made up. I've learned that as a preacher. Somebody gets their mind made up for Barabbas, forget it.
Yep.
When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, in other words, they were going to kill him. Notice verse 24, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, literally, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. And listen to me. It is.
That's right, brother.
Right now, the nation of Israel is getting their wish.
Yeah, that's right.
Verse 24, Pilate said, I wash my hands. Let's pray. Bless your word today, Lord. I have so much on my heart. I want to be a help. Give me the spirit of discernment, of help and strength for your people. God, please make us see the truth. Save the lost. God, work in the hearts of your people. Oh, how weary we are, Father, with the world and their filthy ways, their unrighteousness. Lord God, but your people so often choose Barabbas over Jesus. God, I pray you'd help us to see the truth here today in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Pilate said, I wash my hands of the blood of this innocent person, this just person. There's a lot of things that we say, really, that you say all the time, you hear all the time in the world today that come from the Bible. And burning the midnight oil. You've heard that? I'm burning the midnight oil. That comes from the parable of the 10 virgins. You've heard people say, well, he won't lift a finger to help us. Jesus said that about the Pharisees in Matthew 23. He told them they bind heavy burdens grievous to be borne, but they lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. A lot of things that we hear in the world today come from this precious book. Did your parents ever tell you, have nothing to do with him? Or have nothing to do with her? I mean, do you remember? I mean, if your parents had anything to them at all, they realized that he's bad news, she's bad news, have nothing to do. That's what Pilate's wife said to Pilate. He said, please, have nothing to do with this just man. See, a lot of things that we say come straight out of this Bible. One of them is in right here in verse 24. Pilate said, I wash my hands of this matter.
That's right.
Yep. You've heard people say that, right? I wash my hands of this. In other words, they're saying, I'm out of this. I'm no longer involved with this. I wash my hands of this. This is on you. This is up to you. I'm no longer involved in this. I want nothing to do with this. I wash my hands of this situation. Well, this is the Roman Pilate. This is the Roman governor, the heathen pagan Roman governor. He realized that Jesus was completely innocent, folks. Jesus did not die for anything he did. You understand that? But Pilate is now being pressured to crucify an innocent man. His guilty conscience is overcoming him. His guilty conscience is now overwhelming him. So he literally went and got some water in front of this angry multitude, and he had to stop, go get some water, and come back, and he started washing his hands in front of them to make a point. He decides to wash his hands and say, look, I do not want to be guilty of this innocent blood, this innocent man. And listen, I want you to think with me this morning. There are some things that I can wash my hands of. I want to say a couple things first. I can wash my hands of the Christ rejectors in our society. You can wash your hands of the Christ rejectors. You and me are not responsible for their destiny. I try to win them to Christ. I try to tell them about Jesus. I witness to them. I tell the gospel. I preach the gospel. I hand out gospel tracts. But listen, I'm not responsible for their destiny. I wash my hands of their decision. If they reject their only hope, if they reject the blood of Christ, listen, I'm not responsible. Their blood is not on my hand. I can't wash my hands of their destiny. Another thing that you and me can wash our hands of, we can wash our hands of the members of this church who won't follow Christ.
Amen.
We're not responsible for them.
That's right.
I love them. I pray for them, and I will do anything to direct them in the right direction. But at the end of the day, they've got to make their own choices. You understand that? I'm going to give an account of what I feed you and how I lead you and my example, but I'm not going to give an account of your choices. No.
That's right.
I can wash my hands of your choices. As long as I tell you the truth, you choose what you want to do. I'm not responsible. But listen to me. There's one thing, however, that you and me cannot wash our hands of.
Amen.
We cannot. And that's the blood of Christ.
Amen. Amen. That's right, brother.
Let's think with me now. Pilate was trying to wash his hands. He wanted to wash his hands. There's no way he could wash his hands.
Yep, that's right.
He was directly responsible for Jesus' crucifixion.
Yep.
He had the decision, you understand.
That's right.
He had the decision. Yep. Christ's blood was on his hands, and his heart was so heavy with guilt, so heavy with overwhelming conviction of sin, and he knew this was an innocent man, Jesus. He knew this was a great, helpful Savior. He knew he was overwhelmed. The pressure of society pushed him to do what he knew was wrong.
Yep, right.
He said, oh, I'm washing my hands. I mean, he went as far, don't forget, he went as far to get the water and do it in front of them. Because he was so overwhelmed with guilt.
Uh-huh. Right.
Christ's blood, listen to me. Christ's blood was shed for my sins.
Yeah.
I can't wash my hands of that blood.
That's right.
You can't either.
Amen.
You need to listen to me this morning. I can't wash my hands of his blood any more than Pilate could. My sin hung him on that cross.
That's right. Amen, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
My sin hung him on that cross. My sin drove those nails into his hands and his feet. Are you listening to me this morning? I might as well have held the hammer.
Yeah, that's right.
And pounded those nails into my Savior's hands. That is my sin.
That's right.
That is my guilt. Pilate was making a statement here. Pilate was trying to wash his hands, listen, of the blood of Jesus. And I'm telling you, you and me, so often, Christians today are still trying to do the same thing. Quickly, listen to me. To wash my hands or to try to wash my hands of Christ's blood, listen, is to refuse his salvation.
That's right.
Yeah.
Pilate never got saved. Pilate knew Jesus was innocent, but that doesn't mean anything. Look at me today. Listen, just because you believe in Jesus, just because you believe he was a good man, just because you know he was the Son of God, just because you know he was without sin, that doesn't make you any more saved than a jaybird.
Right.
Pilate didn't get saved. Pilate knew who he was. Pilate knew he was innocent. But Pilate did not do anything but let the crowd control him. He felt guilty. I don't think Pilate was saved at all. He never admitted he was guilty for the blood of Jesus.
That's right.
Listen, today you must stop. If you've ever been born again, it's because you at one point in your life, you finally admitted, I'm guilty.
Yeah,
it's his blood was shed for my sin. It was his life for my sins. And that's the only way you've ever been born again, my friend, is you come to a place where you realize, I'm guilty. I'm to blame. I'm responsible for Jesus' blood. I'm responsible for hanging him on that cross. If you refuse that guilt, you will never be saved. Never. A person can never be saved if you think you're innocent of this precious blood. Mm-hmm. We have a society today deeper and deeper in sin. But listen, but they're getting better and better at excusing it.
Yeah, better.
And making excuses for it.
Yeah.
Justifying it. They're masterfully blinded by Satan. Their minds are so sick that they think they're okay.
Uh-huh. Yep.
They don't realize that it was the blood of Jesus that was shed for their sins. I mean, it cost the Lord God Almighty, his only begotten Son, and the blood of his life poured out of his body, and it dripped completely dry. And why? Because of our sin.
Right.
It's not a bad habit. It's a sin. It's not an addiction. It's a sin.
Yeah.
It's not a well, you know, my downfalls and my disappointments. And listen, it's sin, dearly beloved. It's a sin of your heart that drove those nails into Jesus' hands.
Right.
And if I refuse to admit that, I wash my hands of that blood, I will never be saved.
That's right.
Because it's me. It's my guilt. That blood was shed for me. See, there's no other way for you to be saved except that blood be applied to your heart.
That's right.
There's no other way for you to ever see the payment for sin is demanded by God. You don't choose what you pay for your sin.
Amen.
You don't get to choose. It must be the blood of Jesus or you're not saved.
Amen.
It's not enough to give money. It's not enough to work hard. It's not enough to get wet. It must be the blood. It's only through the blood. There's no other way.
That's right.
And therefore, if you come to a place understanding, I'm guilty of that sin. I'm guilty of hanging my Savior. I can't wash my hands of that. It was me. It was my sin that put him there. That's the only way you will ever come to a humble place in your heart and admit, I need to be saved. I need that blood to cleanse my heart. My heart is filthy with sin. No other way. Pilate said, oh, no, not me. If you do that, you're going to hell.
That's right. Yeah, come on.
You're going to hell.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You cannot wash your hands. It's your sin.
That's right.
It's my sin. And if you wash your hands, if you try to say, I didn't do that, I'm not responsible for that, listen, you are rejecting your only hope. For salvation.
Yeah.
Number two, if I try to wash my hands of Christ's blood, I'm refusing to serve Him.
That's right.
See, I think if the devil could get us to just forget this one thing, this one simple scripture, he's working, he's making us forget how much we owe our Savior.
That's right. Yep.
If after I'm saved, I begin to take the attitude of washing my hand of His blood, I'm saying I don't need Him anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Come on.
I'm saying, okay, I'm saved, I don't need it anymore. Mm-hmm. If I take this attitude, I'm never going to serve Jesus.
That's right, brother.
I'm never going to be faithful to Him.
Yeah.
See, if I take this attitude, I'm forgetting that I'm justified through His blood. The only way I can be declared righteous, listen, I'm not innocent. You're not innocent. We'll never be innocent. We are guilty, guilty, guilty. But through the blood of Jesus, we can be declared righteous, justified by His grace. I'm guilty, I'm guilty, I'm guilty. I'm never going to be innocent. Never. But we refuse to serve Him. We refuse to do anything to really lift our finger to help Jesus and do the work He's given us to do. Right. Listen, we're redeemed through His blood. The ransom is paid. I've been bought back. I've been set free. I'm cleansed by His blood. I'm washed and made whole. I'm reconciled by His blood. I'm sanctified by His blood. Everything I am today is because of that blood.
Yeah. That's right.
And if I try to wash my hands of it, what kind of a wretch am I? What kind of a wretch am I?
Right.
This blood bought me. This blood set me apart. Right. Listen, for the service to my King.
Man.
See, now I'm redeemed. Now I'm reconciled. Now I'm ransomed. Now I can serve the Lord. Now I can serve Him in full sanctification, justification, and salvation. I can serve Him in His righteousness.
Amen.
See, you could never serve the Lord before you got saved. Everything you did was filthy rags.
That's right.
Yeah.
It didn't do anything for you. It didn't help you. But when you got saved, then you were set apart. Amen. You were made a part of His kingdom. You were made a part of His family. You were made a part of His reign. And then He gave you the awesome privilege, the privilege and the opportunity to serve the King of Kings. But I washed my hands. I washed my hands. Oh, I don't want to think about that blood today. Oh, come on. I got so much other stuff to do today. I can't serve the Lord. I can't go to church. I can't be in Sunday school. I can't go to church on Sunday nights. I can't go to church on Wednesday nights. I can't go knock doors. I can't hand out tracts. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to wash your hands of that blood. You're trying to forget that you owe it all to Him.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Man.
Hallelujah.
But you don't want to do it. You wash your hands. You try to say, well, I'm what you're really saying is I'm ungrateful.
Come on.
I'm ungrateful.
That's right.
And what you're doing is you're saying, I've allowed my flesh. Listen, now listen. I've allowed my flesh and this world to rob me of the humility that's required to serve my Savior. The humility that shed this blood for my soul. My Savior who gave His life, shed His blood, and I'm trying to wash my hands of it. I'm trying to forget that I owe Him everything. I become ungrateful. I become deceived. I become defiled.
That's right.
See, it was okay when we talk about salvation, but now I'm talking about serving Him.
Amen.
Now I'm talking about making Him Lord of your life.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, come on.
If you have never desired to make Him Lord of your life, I'm not sure you're saved.
Yeah.
If you have never even desired to do more for Him, I'm not sure you're saved, dearly beloved. Just because you prayed a prayer and said, Lord, forgive me, and there's nothing ever changed in your heart, I'm afraid that that's not Bible salvation.
Yeah, amen.
The Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruits. Fruits are visible, external fruits on branches in your life. People will be able to see, hey, they're Christian. There's something different about their life. They're bearing different fruit than they used to bear. They're not bearing the fruit of this world and sin and darkness. Now they're bearing fruit of life and righteousness. There's something different about them. Why? Because the inside changed. Now the fruit is different. And God said, if you don't see that fruit, there's either corrupt tree or there's good tree. You can't have both.
That's right.
Yeah,
you have no desire to serve Jesus. You have no desire to make Him Lord. You have no desire to just humble yourself every day and say, oh God, today, whatever you want me to do, I yield my life to you. Lord, if you want me to preach the gospel, I'll give it to you. Lord, if you want me to be in church faithfully, if you want me to pray more, if you want me to serve you, if you want me to hand out, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I yield my life to thee. Why? Because your blood has made me whole.
Amen.
But here's what we do. Here's what we try to do instead. Oh, come on, I don't have time for all that. Let me just wash my hands of His blood. Listen to me. You can't.
That's right.
You can't. It's all over our hands.
That's right.
We're guilty.
Amen.
It's us. It's us that He hung there for. We're guilty.
Sorry.
To wash my hands of His blood. Number three is to remain indifferent to lost souls around me. I try to wash my hands of His blood. I want to be indifferent to the lost souls all around me. Listen to me. If I focus on His blood more often, I will be more aware that this blood is the only hope for all the world.
That's right.
That's right. Yep.
I told Brother Worcester, I said, listen, I don't care. You can sing about the blood every single service if you want to. Why? Because we just don't think about it enough.
That's right, brother. Amen.
We don't think about it enough. What happens is we get our salvation. We get our cleansing. We get our eternal life. And then we just want to wash our hands of that blood. Uh-huh. And people are just walking by us every day.
Yeah, that's right.
Every day. And we're trying to, oh God, get this blood off my hands. And you can't get it off. All the while sinners are dying and going to hell.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You understand, the whole world, every person ever born, has this blood on their hands.
That's right.
Because it was their sin.
That's right.
Every single man, woman, boy, and girl,
that's right.
Eternity past, eternity present, eternity future, all of us have this blood on our hands.
That's right.
That's right.
But we know now.
Man.
We know now that we can be justified.
Right.
We know now that because of that blood, I've been cleansed and made whole. And to say I'm going to continue to try to wash my hands of it is to just let guilty, hell-bound sinners cross my path and move on down the road.
Yeah.
Think about this blood. Listen now, how selfish can we be? To say, oh Lord, okay, I got mine. Let them go. They'll find theirs one day.
Yeah, come on, brother. Preach that. Yep.
Come on.
That blood on your hands is the only hope for that soul.
That's right. That's right. Come on.
I try to wash my hands I try to go on living my life for myself. Here's what happens. I just become indifferent, apathetic, cold to the fact that sinners are dying and going to hell right beside me. And I'm trying to wash my hands. When I fail to be a witness, I'm trying to wash my hands of His blood, and I'm trying to wash my hands of that sinner's blood too. Listen to me. I'm going to read to you. Ezekiel 3:18 says, "When I say unto the wicked," God speaking here, "thou shalt surely die." Because that's all that happens to sinners. The wages of sin is death. Right. "When I say to the wicked, thou shalt surely die," and then God says to the Christian, "and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life." Our words of warning, to warn them that they're dying and going to hell, that their sin has condemned them to an eternity of lake and fire, our words of warning can save their lives.
Amen. Amen.
And all we got to do is look at the blood on our hands and say, "Oh God, how could I live my life in such a selfish manner?" God says, but if you don't warn him, if you don't warn him, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand.
Yep.
What does that mean? Listen to me, dear beloved. That means when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, you're going to have that sinner's blood dripping from your hands.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to be held responsible for not warning him. That's a scary thought to me.
Amen.
That scares me.
That's right.
I'm not going to hell, but my Jesus knows everything about me.
Amen.
He knows when I just ignore sinners walking by.
Uh-huh.
He knows when I don't speak to. I can't save them, but I can warn them. Mm-hmm. I can just simply tell them, "Look, you need to be saved. You need Jesus' blood." Amen. All I've got to do is look at my hands. It's all over my hands, and I'll be reminded they need that blood. They need that salvation. They need that atonement.
Amen.
Just look at your hands. It's all over your hands.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
But if I don't, then that sinner's blood is added to my hands. How many sinners' bloods? How many sin stains, blood, hands of sin, and lack of warning are we going to be stand before the judgment seat of Christ dripping? Listen, that's a scary thought. I'm afraid there's going to be too many to even count.
Yeah.
Amen.
But see, we go back to Pilate, and we wake up in the morning, and we try to wash our hands of the blood. And we try to live our lives as if we just wear gloves so we don't have to see it. Pretend it's not there. Stick our hands in our pockets so we don't have to look at it.
Yeah, come on.
It's on our hands. It's on your hands.
Amen.
It's Jesus' blood shed for you. It was your hands that put him there. It was our sin. We cannot wash our hands. No matter how long Pilate tried, he can try until eternity past, present, future. But listen, he can't. He was guilty. He could have stopped it.
That's right.
And we know it was the will of God, but it was for our sin.
That's right.
The point is this. If we try to wash our hands, we're just going to remain indifferent.
That's right.
To lost souls all over the place. When I refuse to warn those around me, they're on a collision course for hell. I'm trying to wash my hands of Jesus' blood, but I'm getting more blood on my hands because now their sin has blood on them too.
Yeah, come on.
Listen, I don't care what the government does. I don't care what our country does. I don't care what people say. I don't care what people do. I don't care how they think or what they say about me or our church. Listen to me.
Amen.
We have a God in heaven.
Praise the Lord.
Who shed his blood for our souls. And we have a nation full of, a city right here full of people who need that blood. And we can at least warn them.
Amen.
We can at least tell them. How dare we try to wash that blood off of our hands? Without it, listen, they have no hope.
That's right.
Oh, God, help us. To wash my hands of that blood is to refuse his salvation, is to refuse to serve him, is to remain indifferent to souls around me, and finally, is to reject his power over sin.
That's right.
To wash my hands of this blood, to try to forget about this blood and try to forget about what I owe my Savior, is to still have the power and let the power of sin control me today.
That's right.
You see, salvation doesn't change me until I let Jesus' blood control me.
That's right. Amen.
What do you mean? I mean, first of all, like I told you earlier, I make him Lord of my life.
Yep.
I want you to turn to Revelation chapter 12, please, this morning. Revelation chapter 12. To wash my hands of Christ's blood, to try to wash my hands of his blood, is to reject his power over sin. To wash my hands of this blood, listen, I'm forgetting that it still has the power today over sin and addiction in my life. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Notice that, the power. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, they loved not their lives unto the death. I want you to see something in this scripture here. The devil is accusing you before God day and night. Day and night. Constantly, day, continually, day and night, day and night. The blood of Jesus saved our souls, made atonement for our sin, cleansed us from all, but listen to me, it's still the power today to overcome the devil who's accusing you day and night, day and night, day and night. How are you going to overcome such an accuser, such a real adversary? Listen to me, you're going to overcome him by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
What do you mean? Listen, you're going to look down at your hands, and you're going to see that blood. And you're going to say, you know what? Satan, you can say what you want, but Jesus died for me.
Amen.
Jesus died for me.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm not going to follow you.
Amen.
See, we've got Christians today who are addicted to everything under the sun. They're completely engulfed in sin. But listen, all they've got to do is look down at their hands and say, Lord God, Jesus died for my sins. And I don't care what the devil says.
That's right. Amen.
I've got the proof right here.
Yes.
My hands dripping with the blood of my Savior. My heart cleansed by the blood of the Savior. That devil can say what he wants. He can do what he wants. He can hurl whatever thing he wants to hurl my direction. All I've got to do is remember the blood.
Amen.
Amen.
And remember, I'm saved.
Amen.
I'm cleansed. I'm made whole. You can call me what you want to call me. Amen. You haven't done anything for me but destroy everything about. But Jesus died for me. Yeah. Jesus cleansed my heart. Yeah. Jesus gave me eternal life. You can go to the pits of hell where you belong, and I'm going to live for Jesus.
Amen.
But see, we do not remember the blood.
That's right.
We try to wash our hands of it. And so the devil starts accusing us of stuff, and we start listening. Day and night. He's not stopping, dearly beloved. He's not going to stop. Look up here. I wish I could tell you, but not until he's cast into the lake of fire. He's not going to stop.
That's right. That's right.
And our only power is to remember that blood.
Yep.
It's applied to my heart. And I can do all things through Christ,
Amen.
Which strengtheneth me. I can just look at the blood and I can remember I have the power. I have Christ in me. He can do nothing to me. I am free. I am made free from him. His accusations are vain to me. They're worthless to me. I'm living for Jesus. I'm serving my Savior. I'm serving the one who gave his life for me. I'm telling the world about Jesus. I'm going to live until I die. I'm going to be faithful to my Savior. You can say what you want. You can do what you want. You can go where you want to go. I've got the blood. I remember the blood. I plead the blood.
Amen.
Blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God, help us. Stop trying to wash your hands. Right. You can't. You need to remember that blood every day.
Yes. Yep. That's right. Amen.
God, help us. We can't wash our hands. Yes. It's our sin. Hebrews 9:14 says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God." Wow.
Amen.
That blood of Jesus offered up through the Spirit of God for your salvation, the Bible says it will purge your conscience. See, when you get saved, God wants to save you from hell, yes. From the power of sin, yes. But what about all the guilt?
Yeah.
What about all the shame?
Yeah, man.
What about all the memories? Listen, God says that blood can purge you from all of that.
Yeah.
And so, because that guilt and that conscience riddled with guilt and shame, it makes you live and do dead works. Works that mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you remember that blood, Lord, it's all over my hands.
Yep.
It was my sin, Lord. But Lord, you cleansed me. You made me whole. I'm not going to keep serving the devil in those dead works. Because he's making me feel guilty about my past. Because he's making me feel guilty about what I used to be. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. I don't have to live in that guilty conscience anymore. And it's all because of the blood.
Amen.
Just remember that blood. Don't try to wash your hands. 1 John. Look at 1 John chapter 1. Quit trying to wash your hands. Look at the blood. Remember the blood. We need to remember that precious blood. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. "This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin."
Amen.
"If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. If we say that it's not our blood, it's not our hands, it's not my fault. If we're like Pilate, we say, I'm washing my hands. We're deceiving ourselves."
That's right.
We can't. It's a lie. The truth is not, if we just humble ourselves, verse 9, and admit it, it's our sins.
Right. Yep.
Or it's my sin. If we just confess our sins, we admit it. It's my sins, Lord.
That's right, brother.
It's my sins. He, God, is faithful and just, righteous, to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, the blood is the power of God to cleanse us from sin. But at salvation and for all eternity. All eternity.
Yep.
It's cleansed. We can't lie. We still need to admit and confess to God and forsake that sin. But it's the power of the blood that cleanses us from that sin. We're not going to be held responsible for that sin. But it will weigh us down, and our guilty conscience and our shame and all the memories of the past will burden us and make us do nothing but serve the devil because we're listening to his accusations. But the blood of Christ can cleanse us from all of that and will wipe us free from all of that, make us clean and whiter than snow.
Amen.
And then we can serve the Lord in a pure conscience, in living works, loving and serving our Savior without the guilt and the shame of who we were before the blood. Just remember the blood. It's cleansed me from all sins.
Yeah.
Pilate was trying to pretend. I'm not guilty. I'm not guilty. I'm not guilty. I'm not. Listen, he couldn't wash it off.
That's right.
And neither can we.
That's right.
Yeah, amen.
Neither can we. We're guilty, folks.
That's right.
But listen, if you're saved this morning, that guilt is gone. The blood of Jesus no longer brings guilt. It brings rejoicing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It brings hallelujah, shouting and praising. It brings victory over sin and sorrow and defeat. It brings victory in this life. It reminds me I'm saved. It reminds me that His blood is applied to my... It reminds me that the devil has no power over me anymore. I'm saved, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm as good as there. Just a matter of my last heartbeat.
Amen.
And I'm in heaven.
Praise God.
Don't try to wash your hands. Let us serve Jesus. Let us win souls. Let us see victory over sin in our life. Yeah. The blood of Jesus has the power still today.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
We can't act like we have nothing to do with it, though. We're missing it. We're losing out. Heavenly Father, that's the message this morning. Lord, I pray You'd speak to our hearts. Pray, God, You'd help us to realize, Lord, that it's our sin that